Welcome to 5 Minutes with Andy. Twice a month, Virtual Link CEO Andy Fried will be offering you tips, tricks, and insight into leadership, management, and business skills. You're listening to episode number 10, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Standards. While you may not see them in everyday life, standards are constantly keeping things running in our daily lives. To tell you more about the power of standard and virtual's role with standards, here's Andy Fried.
Standards are one of those things that nobody really cares about until you do. And when we tell people that our organization helps standards organizations, most people say, what's a standards organization? And moreover, they say, what's a standard? And then when you first start to tell them, like, well, that doesn't really impact me. But it's amazing the ways that it does. You know, years and years ago, there was a fire in the city of Baltimore. And Baltimore almost burned to the ground. And the reason for it was because of standards. And it had nothing to do with fire protection. It had nothing to do with a lot of things you'd think of. What it was that when fire trucks came from neighboring communities, there was no standard for how hydrants and hoses worked. So the hydrants in Baltimore were a different size than the hoses in neighboring communities. So folks came in to help and they couldn't hook up to the hydrants. You know, what resulted from that? A standard. You know, a standard size for fire hydrants and fire hoses. It seems really basic. You know, similarly, the genesis of standards in America was around the railroads. You know, prior to the advent of the railroads, every town had a noon stick. And it didn't matter that noon in Philadelphia was 7 minutes later than noon in New York City. It took you a couple of days on a horse to get there. But with the advent of the railroad, those things started to matter. And you couldn't have rail travel, and you couldn't have the things we had companies not gotten together, and at that point it was largely the Vanderbilts, gotten together and created standard time. Flash forward to today, where we have technology and we have new things that are coming up every day, and standards are a big part of how it all works and how it all fits together. You want to make sure that when you go out and you buy a product, that the USB connector is a rectangle and the port on your computer is a rectangle. That didn't happen by accident. And that those things go together is the result of a lot of people working together to make that work. No consumer wants to have to carry multiple things and have to worry about compatibility. Standards solve so much of that. And we're really happy to be a part of working with companies as they do that. So what is a standard? A standard is a way for multiple companies or organizations to come together around a single way of doing things. For example, a lot of standards are around interoperability. It's deciding that if you're going to have two products, here's how they'll work together. Let me tell you what I mean by that. One of the first organizations that we worked with at Virtual Handling Standards was around mobile payment. Well, now it's pretty ubiquitous. Now the idea of using Samsung Pay or Android Pay or Apple Pay, many folks have done it. At that time, which was about 2001, it was just an idea. If you think about that, you're trying to get a Coke out of a Coke machine and you're holding your cell phone up. If the Coke machine is asking your cell phone for the expiration date of your credit card, and your cell phone is saying your last name, you're probably not going to get a Coke. So a standard is thinking about, here's how that's going to work. First, it'll ask for your last name. You know, it'll ask for it in this kind of encryption. Then it'll ask for this data and next. You know, that makes it so that products work in one way all over the place. To see what happens when you don't have standards, look no further than power. Think of how many adapters you have to carry in order to travel around the world. You know, that's something which doesn't work for folks, causes more challenge and more friction as people travel around the globe, and is something which is preventable by the creation of standards. You know, it's the difference between power and the internet. The internet works wherever you are. Power requires some intervention. So at Virtual, we help those, our mission is to help those organizations succeed. We work with dozens of standards organizations, and they might be organizations that have been in existence for a while, or organizations that are newly created to address a new standards need. We understand how to get those groups together, what the best practices are on creating standards, how to help organizations move from an idea to a draft to a reality, and how to drive adoption of those standards through marketing and communications programs all around the world. So in short, we're the backbone of a lot of these standards, a lot of these standards organizations, providing them with strategy and infrastructure to succeed.
And that will do it for this 5 Minutes with Andy. To give feedback on this episode, Sinead Carthy can be reached via email at scarthy@virtualink.com with the subject line, 5 Minutes with Andy. To learn more about Virtual Ink, visit our website, virtualink.com. You've been listening to 5 Minutes with Andy. Thanks for joining us. Music for this podcast was provided by Kevin McLeod.